Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bumbrey out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger catches it and throws to first to double up Sims. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Resettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Coggins moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. K Cash scores. Sims moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Rodriguez moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-1 in the game. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to third. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-2 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-2 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Hiller now pitching. Don Baylor pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing left field. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hendricks to Brown. The throw back to home, and Rodriguez is out at the plate. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Brinkman scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown is walked intentionally. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Sharon now playing left field. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. McAuliffe moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.